You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. For our next story, we're going to stay near the waters of Oakland's Lake Merritt. That's where one local but world-touring musician dreamt up her song, Water Fountain. We'll let her introduce herself.
My name is Meryl Garbus, and I make music under the name Tune Yards. Nate Brenner is a co-writer on most of the songs now that Tune Yards creates. It was January of 2013, and I was like, okay, it's the new year, and I'm going to start to make a new album. And so I kind of forced myself into this routine where I'd go into my little studio, which was a shipping container that had been made into a little rehearsal studio. So I was there in this like super hot metal box, sitting at a computer and trying to make all these demos. So I'd been taking a lot of walks around Oakland, and I was walking around Lake Merritt, which is just down the street from where we live. And I would just walk around that lake a whole lot and passing water fountains, some of them working, some of them not working. And, you know, at that time, I was hearing stuff about conservatives not wanting to pay taxes. And I just kind of let my brain wander, like, you know, what if no one ever paid taxes? And what if no one ever decided that it was worth it to put money into our greater good? Seeing that through my imagination that, you know, no roads, no sidewalks, no water fountains. I don't know. There was something about the rhythm of my walking and the rhythm of that phrase that no water in the water fountain that just like came out of that. The lyric and the melody and the sing-songiness of it and the topic of it, I think all came bundled up into one. When Tune Yards began, I was really interested in rhythm being a huge part of that. I just am super obsessed with the interplay between rhythms and this creation of a greater rhythmic whole when you have these multiple rhythmic voices going on at the same time. So the 3-2 and the other 2-3. And that was me, you know, in the hot box, just layering claps over one over another and just saying, okay, that's a start to something. And then I kind of would just hear what was missing, like where can I fill in even more gaps between those two clapping parts? And what I came up was this that 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 bet 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 bet. So it's really those three rhythms laid over each other. I love when things are human and not machine-like, obviously, as anyone listening to this music would know. It is not perfect by any means, but there's a tipping point at which I go, nope, I was a little bit too off the beat there for use in a song that I really wanted to be a dance song. The story of this song is basically that I almost threw it away because I thought it was dumb. It just sounded like really simple. I mean, think about me spending hours trying to work out laying my claps over one another and then coming up with the words like no wood in the woodstock.
No wood in the woodstock.
What the hell does that mean? And I was like, this is so annoying and I'm annoying and everything sucks. And Nate had a hot box across from mine and he would walk over every afternoon. It would be like a sanity check. And I'd be like, this sucks. And he'd be like, no, it's cool. And he came in and he played the first bass line that comes in. And I thought rhythmically his bass line was awesome, but I thought, no, it sounds too right. Like if you play in that kind of major key, then it's gonna sound too right and it needs to sound a little bit more wrong. We kind of fought about it a little bit in our peaceful way. And then he came up with if he's playing in minor. And all of a sudden, the color of the song completely changes. And that was really important to me, that the things that this song was talking about to me were really heavy. And so it didn't make sense to just keep the whole song in major. It was like, this is disturbing. That's kind of where he was like, well, how about this? And I was like, how about that? And then we were like, okay, both.
I saved up all my pennies and I gave them to this special guy. When he had enough of them, he bought himself a cherry pie. He gave me a dollar, a blood-soaked dollar. I cannot get the spot out, but it's okay. It still works in the store.
It's still this pretty simple major melody, but then you just make the bass line minor. And all of a sudden, it's like the stomach churning part of the song where all of a sudden you know that something's going to go down.
Then your fingers don't
You know, now there are a lot of people involved in Toon Yards, the record label and our manager, and they were like, this is it, man. This is the single. This is the catchy one. Can you please just make it less dissonant? And I was like, no, I really can't. I mean, Toon Yards started when I was listening to a ton of dancehall reggae. And there's something about the tradition of reggae that for so many reasons there's this dissonance and this kind of dub sensibility where there are things that feel wrong or don't link up exactly, but there's so much implied in that disagreement between elements. There's some reggae albums where you feel like the singer came in and sang and couldn't hear the track, and then the track that they end up putting underneath the singer is like a totally different song with a different key.
Murder's wrong. Murder, she wrote.
Action on with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then they kind of live in town, old chaka.
So I love that sense of wrong parts put together, but then when it comes back together as a whole, it has this whole different conversation of wrongness. You know, no water in the water fountain is, it's like a horrible concept, even more so now in California. But in 2013, too, we were talking about the drought. And it was terrifying to me to allow my imagination to go that far and think of life without water coming out of your taps. You know, even just talking about these things now, it's like this really uncomfortable tension in my stomach. And I think that's the feeling that I love to evoke in songs, where I'm not writing pretty songs for people to fall in love to necessarily. I'm writing songs that sound more like the truth of the world to me. And that has to mean that that's literally built into the song. That's literally built into the harmonies or the friction or that grating sense of the song. And that's kind of why, I don't know, I was listening to that drum machine stem, and at first it's got the cute little cowbell sound, and then throughout the song, as you get to the end of the song, it's like this crazy distorted mess of a drum machine. I found this awesome water bottle at a thrift store, and it's just like these things that kind of fit into the world of the song, like spare parts kind of sounds. Like a water bottle just evokes water somehow. Even if you're not saying, oh, it's a water bottle. There's just something about it that's like, yep, that fits in. So this is where the brilliant John Hill comes in, because he introduced the laser sound. Now, we were so nervous working with other producers, and I'm very possessive of the term producer because I feel like, you know, I am my own producer. But we took the song in at the request of some of our label people and played it for John Hill, who's worked on a lot of cool stuff. Rihanna and MIA. And so he had those lasers for us. And I played those lasers on a sample pad with a stick. So we all agreed that that was, again, another dance hall element that amps up the song when it's like, and now the lasers come in. You know what it is? Oh my gosh. That's just me and my voice and my tongue making some crazy roll in there. But then sampled and played on a keyboard. So that we did with John Hill as well. We sampled my voice, and then I was able to play it on a MIDI triggering keyboard, and I could play chords with my own voice doing that crazy gurgly noise. I am so captivated by music. The ability to speak without words. The sound itself is telling the story, and it's kind of like a big puzzle that even I am trying to figure out. It's so fun. Recording is amazing.